the bill.
With a pretty girl, a Cadillac, and some...
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Good evening, Easy Sonic Living listeners. This is your host, Caroline. Thank you for tuning in to CKUT and listening to our show. I'm flying solo tonight. Kathy is in Portugal, leaving me alone to fly you somewhere sonically for the next hour. We're listening to Walk On by Dionne Warwick. I'm listening to this kind of music a lot lately because I'm still grieving a lot for someone I lost in February, and just start crying at any given moment rather often, and it's kind of embarrassing, so I'm trying to own it, you know, and just let it out, let y'all know that despite the beautiful summer season, which is my favorite season of all, despite the powerful solar energy that I've been collecting as much as possible, I spent 10 days with my family beside a lake, and it was gorgeous, and it was sunny, and I'm 10 shades browner than I was before, and I got the family love, I got the solar energy, and definitely feeling better. But then the return to the city is brutal, you know? And the solitude also of the city that I feel, and a lot of people are out of town, and it's summer, so everybody's doing their thing. It's that whole, like, COVID time where after 2 years of social distancing, we're allowed to gather now socially, but we don't always know how, or we don't always know with who, or how to find the who's that we used to gather with. That's kind of what I'm going through, realizing, like, whoa, where is everybody? And who is everybody? Who do I know? We're here to listen to sounds of summer. What I spent the last couple of weeks doing intermittently, and Kathy did some as well, is just record in the field of our lives. So you're going to hear sounds of our daily parental struggles with our young ones. You're going to hear secret recordings I took of my family while they were playing cards or discussing the politics of Zoom meetings. You're going to hear some sounds from Oste Burn, Quebec's answer to the Burning Man Festival that Kathy went with her son, Eddie. So we're going to hear sounds from a party I was at. You're going to hear some jams, some musical jams I did with my friend Muno, who is also grieving, the same friend. We used to play music with him, both of us, separately and together. So we got together a few times and played some keyboards, played some kalimba, played some harmonica. We're going to hear a few moments of that here and there as well. Transcending the sorrow to get back into joy. That is the goal. We're going to start with a very exuberant, almost three-year-old jumping on a trampoline.
No, no, Mommy, this likes tail. It's like on the trampoline. Lights on the trampoline.
There's lights on the trampoline. That's so cool.
No, like here, Mommy, like here.
There are lights right there. You're right.
I went to party time.
Okay, let's see the other jump. Oh, you're doing a somersault. Here, Eddie, I think they want to get on the trampoline.
Thank you.
When are we going to the chalet?
On Wednesday.
When's Wednesday?
So today is Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday.
Tuesday,
and we're leaving on Wednesday. So we have 3 days.
3 days, and 3 days it's Eddie's birthday.
Yeah. We're leaving on his birthday, but we should definitely
celebrate.
Yeah. Kathy was like, "Nah, we don't need to do anything, but I think we should do something. We can just surprise them with, maybe we can make some cupcakes for them or something like that.
A little cupcake
for Eddie with 3 candles. And maybe we can even do a puppet show for him with the puppets. Or just show him the puppets, whatever, but.
A cupcake for the four of us.
Yeah, of course. We can make some cupcakes. Mm. No?
Oh, maybe we should try to go get a cupcake with... Is there a cupcake with drawings on them sometimes?
But we could make some.
No, but is there cupcakes
with... Yeah, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, but... Because Eddie likes Paw Patrol.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna get specially made Paw Patrol cupcakes for him.
Why?
I'm trying to save money now. I spent a lot.
Crazy.
One more time. Well, we can go to the store and find out about it.
Okay,
but now you really have to go and get dressed.
Why?
Because we have to get stuff doing. We have to do some stuff before we go to the pool party. I know you don't even want to go, but you always say that, and then you're happy.
I know.
You're always happy at the pool, and you're always happy when you have friends around. We're going.
No.
Well, I'm going. What are you going to do while I'm gone?
Well,
You're going to just stay here by yourself?
I know that it's a joke that if I stay here, you're...
No, but I'm not letting you stay here. You're coming with me.
Well, you never leave by myself.
Of course I'm not going to leave you here by yourself. Of course it's a joke, but what I'm saying is you have to come.
No.
You're always saying no, Mr. No, and that's mine. You got to put your clothes on, Zach.
For something?
No, I'm not going to bribe you to put your clothes on. If you don't put your clothes on, I'm going to get mad and I'm going to give you a punishment. Like, no games for 3 days. Okay? Well.
I am not going.
You're silly, Zach. You complain all the time that you don't have...
That silly.
Well, you complain all the time that you don't have friends, and then when your friends invite you to their birthdays, you don't want to go? That's just silly. There'll be cake. There'll probably be games.
Gift bags.
Maybe there'll be gift bags. I don't know what there'll be, but it will definitely be funner than lying on your bum here. Don't you think?
Lying on my bum here.
Lying on your bum and just hanging out here. It's kind of boring.
I hope there's gift bags.
Well, there's sure to be at least yummy cake. So.
Well, what if it's the kind of cake that I don't like?
Oh, poor little one. Whatever will you do if it's not one you like?
There's no vanilla, and there's a cake that I don't like, and there's no gift bags. Well, I'll be there just to go to the pool, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. That sounds so terrible.
No. Because you don't even like me.
I don't even like you? Is that what you think? Mm-hmm. You think I don't like you? Is this a serious thing that you think? No, I'm not mad at you, Zach. I'm not mad at all.
Then why did you say, oh my god, what a terrible...
No, I just want you to... I just think that you're being negative right now. Do you want this watch?
But I don't even know what I'm telling.
Yeah, this watch doesn't even have numbers. Never mind. That's a bad idea. Let's see now. I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go eat something. We'll feel better after.
Thank you. Alors maintenant je réfléchis. Moi je sais que mon. Parce que j'ai un pic. D'ailleurs j'ai même pas de pic. J'ai un pic, mais je peux jouer à tout, si je veux. Et comme j'ai une carte d'atout qui vaut pas grand chose. Je vais jouer mon 9 d'atout, que j'ai le droit de jouer.
Oh, mais quoi, l'atout, il vaut 14 points.
Oui, et comme ça, je suis sûr qu'il revient chez moi.
Ah, d'accord.
Et sinon, je le perds à quelqu'un d'autre.
Okay.
Et je récupère 5 points au passage. Donc, je récupère 19 points en jouant cette carte, mais...
Tu gardes tes 14 points, tu gagnes 5 encore.
Voilà, c'est pas grand-chose, mais c'est déjà ça. Voilà.
Ça, c'est un atout.
Ah non, attends, je vais pas jouer à tout.
On n'a pas le droit. On peut.
J'aurais
joué n'importe quoi.
J'aurais pu jouer cette carte avant, mais j'aurais gagné que 5 points. Donc je voulais surtout sauver mon 9.
Ok, 7, 13. Allez, je vais dériver 2. Il n'y a rien à gagner.
C'est encore Ségolène, mais jouer.
Ségolène, il vaut 2 points.
Non, Frédéric, quand c'est que toi tu as joué la troisième carte?
C'est moi, ça.
Ah, d'accord.
J'ai le droit.
Alors, c'est à moi de jouer, c'est ça?
Moi, tu joues des trèfles, c'est à maman. Toi, tu as commencé. Et c'est maman qui remporte avec la France à Berlin.
Oui.
Bravo.
Voilà,
tu as gagné.
Pas grand-chose, mais.
5 points.
5 points, oui.
Oui, voilà, c'est ça. Voilà.
Ok, et maintenant.
Carrément. Ah, c'est à moi de jouer, hein, c'est ça. Alors. Moi, conscient que j'ai perdu une carte, je vais jouer à tout pour couper.
Oh là, il a...
Comme ça, je récupère un roi si personne joue une carte d'atout plus élevée que la mienne. Mais je prends un risque. Je le sais.
Il y a des... Certes, ouais.
Ah oui, je
prends tout.
Ah oui, oui, t'as des belles cartes, là.
C'est 4, 8, 15.
Oui. Okay. Non, 4, 8, 19. Là,
il vaut 11. Oui. 11 plus 4, c'est 15, plus 4, c'est 19, non?
Oui.
Oui, ok.
C'est bien.
Okay. Alors, dis-moi, c'est à moi, hein?
Ah, c'est à moi.
Bon. Oh! C'était les atouts.
Oui.
Ah oui, c'est la même chose.
Non, c'est pas mauvais.
Shuffle, que
bon, alors moi, j'ai joué le joker.
C'est le 8 de pique. 8 de pique. Ça vaut rien.
C'est un vaut rien.
Joker, c'était un vaut rien.
Ça vaut combien les as, tout seul?
11. 11. À tout ou pas à tout? À tout ou à nul? Donc tu as coupé, tu reçois tout. Tu reçois tout de ton côté.
Hélas.
Hélas, qui a pris mon as?
Oui, Jésus, hélas. Hélas.
Bon, moi, je suis content de jouer mon valet d'atout parce que comme ça je récupère 20, 30, 32. Et maintenant je peux jouer. Il y a peut-être encore des gens avec des atouts, mais je tente ma chance. Je joue le 10 de carreau. Si personne ne coupe, je récupère 10 points, mais c'est pas sûr. Si quelqu'un a encore la couleur carreau. Alors là, pour l'instant, je remporte les deux, là. Tu remportes maintenant, bravo. C'est Freddy qui remporte. 22 points. 21 points.
Yeah, that's right. Are you going to the hot tub? We agreed that you would come at 6 p.m. Where are you?
But we had rule issues because we're going down the ski hill. This is long. And so I said, okay.
Now the fire's been going for the past 38 minutes. Temperature is about okay now. Do you want to see it?
So, it's all good.
very punctual.
Well, punctual people of the clock.
Especially especially in the German part, if they say 6 o'clock, it means quarter to, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You show up early. That's the way it goes.
It's better to show up early so he can really start. Yeah. Starts it really starts.
So do meetings
like,
start
it's
right
like choir practice. I'm always a couple minutes late. Most people are there like 15 minutes before the hour.
So with the online meetings, do people log on early, typically, before meetings? Or do they log on right
online next? Meetings, it's different because there's always connection issues with somebody. Has to reboot their PC or something.
Some people probably start right on time, so they're like 9 minutes late because they're...
But the organizer shouldn't be late.
Our culture is like, you sign in 5 minutes
before. Yeah. But we always have a couple individuals, they sign in right on the hour, and they have connection, we all have 5 minutes for them.
If
there's anybody that should sign in 5 minutes early, it's them.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't practice the best etiquette on meetings. I organize meetings where the first 10 minutes were technical issues trying to get people connected. And people who are actually in the room, because there's always some people who are remote and others who aren't. Well, people who are in the room like 5 minutes too, they're like, oh no, not another 10 minutes. So they start to have personal conversations.
I'm known for starting meetings. Like if I book a meeting at 9 o'clock, it starts at 9, and I will always end early. Like very rarely does a meeting ever go long.
That's good. You
book 9 to 10, and then you quit at like 9:42 or something.
Yeah. Just like
the next group who booked the meeting room will be standing up.
No one's ever going to say, "Oh, I wish that meeting was longer."
Yeah.
That's true.
Meetings are always like almost more for show than for actual meaningful discussion.
I agree.
There are people that have a lot of questions, and some of them extend the one-hour meeting beyond the hour. Thankfully, some of the people on my team, they say, okay, you know what, those that want to go can go, those that have questions can stay.
I like that.
They go an extra 1 hour and 20 minutes if they want. But, it's crazy.
Some people
time spent in meetings.
Some people come to the meeting for the after-meeting discussion, the post-meeting discussion.
Well, if you work in a very political organization, a lot of stuff can happen after the meeting.
Yeah.
Like, whose office do you go into? Who do you talk to after?
Yeah. That's what I thought about.
Yeah. Well, let me pull this chicken off. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Elle est bonne? La pomme? Elle est bonne?
Bit of bread here, that's right.
No.
No?
I'm gonna play the pillow.
You wanna play with that pillow?
No,
yeah, play with the pillow, sweetie.
Popcorn.
Can we bring it back to the gold?
These are silver.
Silver.
Yeah. Yeah. I just heard when the
and then I want to go.
Okay.
Uh oh. Look! I'm playing jewelry.
Me to rethink that.
Yes.
Like that's what I did. And then I realized like they don't say what they actually mean, which is really confusing.
I can imagine. Oh, for sure.
Bye-bye, mom.
Oh, for sure.
So now somebody's telling me like something like that. You know, like this is fine, but just imagine with men as well. Like,
oh,
do you
my
understand
God.
How many like problems I have?
Yes.
Oh, can you imagine?
Especially Canadian men are so, or Montreal men, they're so they don't put themselves forward. No, it's irritating.
I don't even know what to do.
Nobody knows.
I'm
it's
so
terrible.
Lost.
I think they're worse in Montreal compared to other cities for some reason, but. If somebody is ignoring you, that means they like you. But also, if they're ignoring you, it also could be that they don't know you are alive.
But after we date that,
oh yeah, after I think it's different. Oh no, Eddie, I'm sorry. You know what? We're gonna clip your nails when you get home.
Then my nails, what do you say?
Well, your toenails are sliding up on your socks. So
what?
Fix that.
What do you
that.
Say?
I'm talking about your toenails.
How's my toenail? Don't hold. Oh no. How's
o'clock, so we're not going to take the cart right away. Okay. Oh, there's
the cart. Did you say?
We're going to walk for a little bit. And then you can get the cart.
What did you say?
Excuse me.
Wait, the socks here are not yours?
Those are not mine. I don't know whose those are. Instructions are here. Let's put this back on. So, if you want the sound effects, they're on 121 to 124. Like if you change the number here, I think, to 121, 122, 123, or 124, you'll get the animals. 121?
121.
This one here.
Two.
With the minus and the plus.
Oh. Plus?
Yeah. Keep going until you get to 121. No, here. Do you see the numbers?
But it's not changing.
Yeah, it is. 23, 24, 25, 26. Do you see? Everyone is a different sound. You see?
Help!
But this is super experimental, what you're doing. It's cool. This is called 74 Ocarina. 75, synth brass one,
80, 81, fifth, funky lad, 83, new age, fantasy, bower pad, metal pad, halo pad, crystal, atmosphere bright, sweet pad, 95, 96, dizzy, pipa, sitar, punji.
I'm going, it's not working, look.
Well, now you're at 125, which in the book, it tells you mono grand piano, mono G piano, piano. Now you're going down. Yep, there you go. Sound effect kit one, that's it. What? No, 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 don't bang it. Why can't we hear anything? That's weird.
It's not at the right one. This is supposed to be a bird.
Okay. Oh, I think it's 124 is the one with the animal.
124?
Sound effects kit 124.
Le mounou a péjoué, c'est pour tout le monde, c'est le mounou a passé, c'est pour tout le monde content. Papadapap, dansez, padap, papadapap, papadap, papadapap, dansez, padap, papadapap, papadap, papadapap, papadap, papadap, mounou, allez! Pam 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 pam, Caroline maman, capé piano. Pam 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 pam, la touche violon avec mon nom, capé jouer. Mes amis tant des bagailles. Aonika, pam 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 pam.
It's evening, sweetie.
But it's the sunset.
We can't really see it. Maybe if we go to the field, we'll be able to see it.
I want to go for a walk.
Should we go for a walk?
And go down the mountain.
Well, let's go to the field. Huh? Let's go up the mountain to the field.
Up the mountain? Field? What field is this? Are you talking about?
The field where we began.
What did you say?
The field where we began.
Huh?
That's where they're going to do the big burn. They're going to burn a big wooden Venus flytrap they made.
Those last sounds you heard were field recordings from the Osti Burn Festival, the Quebec version of the Burning Man Festival, which happened in late June. And my usual co-pilot, Kathy, was there with Eddie and friends. And you've been hearing summer sounds. Sounds of the summer on Easy Sonic Living. I hope you enjoyed the journey, for those of you who made it through the hour. Yeah, that's the end of our show. It's we're wrapping up here. And I just want to say merci, Mounou. Mounou, merci beaucoup pour la musique et on va se reprendre et on va continuer à jouer et s'enregistrer. We heard a couple of tracks of Mounou and I playing together. Mounou is a friend who was also friends with Lulu, our dear friend who died, and this program is partly dedicated to. The program is also partly dedicated to all of you, dear listeners, all three of you, whoever you are who are listening. Thank you so much for being there. It really helps to be heard, especially if you're actually on a live radio broadcast. So, leave you with listening to Peter Gabriel, I Grieve, which is the subtext of the show, and then we're going to hear some Stevie Wonder. Catch you in 2 weeks' time.
So hard to move on. Still loving what's gone. See, life carries on. Quiet nights will be spent.
when you start it to be gone.
Hey kids, this is DJ Sirius Black on CKUT 90.3. We're in hour two. Keep it locked and loaded. If you are sweaty, it is time to get a drink. If you need to get up or you're just tuning in, it's going to get live really fast. So if you're with me in the first hour, please stick around for the second hour. I am DJ Sirius Black. You can find me at DJ Sirius Black on Instagram, on the Facebook, on all the things. I am an artist on the Living Legends label with a couple of our good friends, Montreal artists here. So stay locked and loaded here at CKUT. I'm replacing the inaugural DJ Andy Williams, who's out on tour. It's been nice to be here with you. I will stay, keep it locked, you keep it loaded, and we will both stay black together right here on CKUT 90.3. Oh, shit. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let it pass you by.